All right, up now is Masconomet football coach Gavin Monagle. And coach, first of all, welcome back to MSO, but congratulations on making the tournament. It's not an easy task after 7 or 8 games.
No, it's pretty challenging, you know, and it took a lot, especially, you know, we started off 0-2, mm-hmm. and I give the kids a ton of credit for just hanging in there. Because you're 0-2, and then you're looking at an NEC schedule coming at you, so I was really proud of the kids. Just they stuck together the whole way through. They stayed positive. They came to work every day. Great leadership, I thought, by our seniors and upperclassmen. So, you know, hats off to those kids.
You know, I forgot about that, and that's a great point, Gavin. Tell me about those early weeks and like what you have to overcome, because, you know, if kids start off like that, sometimes you can lose them, but obviously you didn't.
No, you can. It's something we do worry about, but, you know, I think it's, like I mentioned, speaking of before, the culture is pretty strong there. I mm-hmm. think these kids from year to year, the expectations are pretty good. You know, we lost to a good Newburyport team. They came in ready to go there. That was a great game, great high school game. And we went out to Grafton, who's exceptionally good. They're a good football squad out there. We played pretty well, honestly, in that game. They were just a better team. And I think they're the number 2 seed themselves. They're undefeated in Division 4. And then, you know, we just got going a little bit, got a nice win with Winchester, and, you know, just kind of built one period at a time.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
And one practice at a time. And other than, you know, got sidetracked by a good Marblehead team, we were able to kind of piece the rest of the season together.
Yeah, that's a pretty good Marblehead team. And the other thing, too, is you know, being Masco, you got a big target on your front and your back because you cross over from the Cape Ann League to the NEC, it's back and forth. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, we know that. We make our kids aware of that all the time.
Yeah.
So we'd rather stick together. You know,
yeah.
We stick together because we do have that on. It's a big game for a lot of teams when they play us. And I think the kids have done well in the past 3 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got both leagues going after you. We're going to talk about the playoffs here in a second, but first I want to go back to the Swampscott game last weekend, a very close game, and tell me about the ups and downs in that one, if you would, please.
It was a really exciting game. You know, I thought we got the run game going pretty early, went down all the way down. We got a touchdown call back, and we never put it in down there, and then our defense was great. Now, Coach Collins did a super job with the defense. He really kept, I thought, a real good Swampscott offense at, you know, scoreless. You know, the kids, you know, did a great job implementing everything Coach was instructed them to do. So I thought they all did a tremendous job with the D-line, setting the tone, and the D-ends, keeping pressure on that great quarterback there. And, you know, secondary got a couple picks in that game. So it all fed off each other. And then we scored, you know, our next series. The clock was going pretty good. We were running the ball a lot, so mm-hmm. we keep going. And, you know, then second half, we throw a pick, almost a pick six.
Oof.
And then, it was a penalty on them on the play. They got the ball, but on the return, there was a little penalty. So, but our defense held on again, and we drove the ball pretty well. Just got a couple touchdowns called back on us, and that was kind of frustrating, but. You know, even when we messed up, but, you know, defense was there to kind of blow mm-hmm. us out, and that was real important.
Yeah, and Swampscott is a good team. Coach Serino has lamented the fact that, you know, they've come this close in some games, but just haven't executed at certain spots. So it's a good win for you guys because they're tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a good win for us. We're really happy about it, yeah.
All right. You know, the other thing, Coach, we're doing this week is, as I've gone on during the season, I try to talk to coaches about the lesser heralded players that don't get their names in the papers because usually it's the offensive stars. But this time, I'm going around and I want to know about your offensive stars. I want you to tell me more about who's carried the load for you and who, you know, who you have really seen that the team has been able to depend on offense this year.
Jeez, we spread the ball out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Will Shannon is a fullback. You know, he does a lot of tackle, grunt work, and he busts a lot for us. He really carries a lot of the load. You know, Owen Barrett and Sam Nadworthy are our two wings.
Nadworthy, yep.
And they hit the edges for us. They block for each other. They catch some balls, you know. You know, Matty Richardson, obviously, is a super quarterback for us. Tyler McMahon's coming back healthy. He's He was not healthy as the year went on. Since the beginning of the year, past week or so, he's getting more and more reps out there. He played the Tamarisk game on past two games. I don't think he's come off the field. So he went from, being injured a bit there and just not coming off the field now. And he gives us great dimensions as a blocker, as a tight end, and a great receiver. So he really does give us a shot in the arm there. Even when we put him out as a split end sometimes, and you can see the whole defense shift, which opens up other things too. So they all really need each other. And the line itself has done a nice job just getting better each week. Just none of them started last year. They all just keep getting better each week. So I think as a group, they're all doing pretty good.
Coach, before we talk about...
They need each other. They just need each other.
Well, yeah, I get that. And that's why I like to talk about the other guys during the week, that don't make their names in the paper. Because one thing about football, it is a team sport.
No question about it. You can't do it by yourself. You get killed if you try,
Yeah. And it's... Now, okay, the other thing I haven't asked coaches about, but... distractions. I asked the St. John's Prep coach about distractions and outside noise. And I think with distractions, I mean with kids who are juniors and seniors, especially the seniors, this time of year, they're really starting to look ahead. They're really starting to look ahead to beyond high school. And then you've got Halloween, you've got Thanksgiving and things like that. How do you navigate that, coach?
I think just really good leadership with the kids. I know I think they have high expectations. They're pretty smart kids. They do. I mean, anything can happen. If you're in a middle school assistant principal, coaching all these years, I know that anything can happen at anyone at any point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even that being said, I think the kids, they have a expectation that to just try to do this the right way, and those distractions haven't popped up, One of my biggest distractions was that I told the kids, we went to Grafton that second week. We traveled to Grafton,
Mm-hmm.
And, my spin was, guys, it's the best place for us to go. We need to get on the bus and get out of here. Because, the first game, the place was packed. It was crazy. It was great. Great high school environment.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there were some distractions out there. I kind of sensed a little bit, kids looking up in the bleachers. Because some kids haven't played,
right.
That kind of a game. Last time these kids played was a JV game with, the mom and dad there, And I just felt better, and the kids, I think, bought into it, let's get on the bus, create our own energy out there and just, let's go play football, have fun, for the sake of football, And I think the kids bought into that, and I think they've been pretty focused ever since. You're right, though. High school kids have freaking one distraction. So it is important. Any given day, like I said, anything could happen. But I do like the leadership that we have with our seniors, and they're real good kids. They really are. They got good heads on their shoulders, and I think that's been passed on from year to year.
Well, I don't think coaches or educators get enough credit to holding the line sometimes because of that. And sometimes it's just routine. You just go about your business as a coach or as a teacher or as an administrator, and things get done. But other times you have to say to a kid, excuse me, come over here. I want to talk to you.
And we've had conversations over the years. Kids respond. They respond.
Yeah,
That's good.
Exactly. All right. So we have, and the other thing we just talked about the stands and so on. I know walking into Gillette Stadium, Gavin, I know you have, when you walk in there, it's just like, oh my God, it's just jaw dropping.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
It's really neat. And when the kids get on the field, then it's all different. Then they play football.
Yeah, they really do. The game becomes the game. once you get going, it is pretty neat.
Okay, so Wakefield, a known opponent, Middlesex League, always they got a great tradition as well. Is it a long trip for you?
No, not bad at all.
Okay, so you're going to Wakefield. They have a beautiful place. They are 8-0. Tell me how you look at this game with them.
Oh, exciting as heck! They're 8-0, like you say. No one's been 8-0 like 20 years. I mean, they've had a great programs over the years, but mm-hmm. 8-0 is significant, any program. And, again, you mentioned the Middlesex League, great football, and, we've played some teams over the years, Middlesex and scrimmage. We scrimmaged Melrose and Wolverine, just to try to, play good football teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wakefield's right in that world, and, they've done a great job over there over the past few years. They're a tough team. Watching them on film, just physical, real physical football team. They can throw the ball. They got some big guys, offense, defense. They defend pretty well. They had a great game with Woburn. They came from behind to win that game. And they can bang. They're tough, tough kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the Northeast Conference is very familiar with them, and also with Reading. Gloucester used to open up with Reading every year, and it's great, these cross-conference games. Gavin, anything else you want to mention? Because this is a big week. It's kind of strange that it's so difficult, I think, to qualify, you know, after only 8 weeks. And yet you've done it, and you're one of 16. And the other thing is, you know, the conference is showing well. There's a lot of teams from the conference in the playoffs. You've got Marblehead and Masco and Peabody and Winthrop. But also, maybe a quick look over at the Cal, if you would, Gavin, because they got five teams who've qualified.
Yeah, I know. North Reading, Amesbury, Linfield, off the top.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good teams. I mean, they're very good, very good. You know, Linfield had a great game with Marblehead, I know. It's kind of funny. I think Amesbury beat North Reading, and Linfield beat Amesbury.
Yeah.
And Triton, God bless them.
Yep.
They've come a long, long way, and they're in the mix. They're right in the mix. So that should be pretty exciting, all those teams getting together out there.
All right, so your game, let's see here now. I lost where it is. Is it 6 o'clock?
Friday.
All right, 6 o'clock Friday at Wakefield, so everybody's going to get over there. And we will talk soon. Gavin, thank you so much for taking the time once again. Congratulations, and good luck this week.
Oh, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, Coach, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is Gavin Monagle, who is the Masconomen High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.